Blog Talk Radio.
Extat on the beat.
Now let me break this story down like I'm writing a book. Give you the game, you know my name before I get to the hook. See, I'm the rose that holds the poles, grown from the concrete. Memphis, Tennessee, a sin, fire burning at my feet. But I made the best of the book of shit that I was born in. Hustling my pen for dividends, not repeating my sins. But my story doesn't end, writing gave me my wings. Now I'm an author, I go harder than Beyonce sings. 21 books in 2 years, I pour my heart out on pages. Show the journey of a broken girl, free my mind from the cages. Bitches all up in my face, a lying shit.
Hard enough that I could chew a whole back of ride to an avenue, to an off seat, an off block, to turn around and do the same damn thing to a solo. Cause Reggie Noble's hit, I crushed the whole brain frame. Cause you couldn't maintain the funk to have it rap style for lunch, y'all. Cause 92, I take a whole crew, give them a put to the book, not all of that go to blue. I show you what type of stuff I'm on, you can't pump or sip it, because I was born with it. The Funkadelic Devil hits you with the rap level of 10. The 1, 2, 3, your pen. I get action, so everybody jump with your up. If you like the way the sound pump, pump it in your back, pump, and let loose with the juice when I do rock. I'm too hot, some say I got more juice than Tupac.
Straight out of Jersey.
You heard me, my brother, I'm laughing.
Time for some back, yeah.
Hello, hello. Can anyone hear? Hello.
Mind blown.
Okay, are you
never
able to now?
Yes, we
okay.
are.
I am so sorry, y'all. I was having difficulties, and I did not know that y'all couldn't really hear me. So thank you so much, Shanae, for letting me know. I appreciate it. She knows I'm a blonde. I'm so sorry, y'all, but thank you for hanging in there with me. I'm sorry. Jazz. You go ahead and continue on to what you were saying.
Oh, no.
You're bugging in front of this computer. Okay,
you're
continue.
Good, baby.
Sorry.
I was just saying it was, you know, it's urban. I love urban books. That's just my thing. I read all types of them, but this just blew my mind. It was so many twists and turns in it, and I felt like I knew the characters, the best friends. Everybody has that best friend. You know, I can't even imagine what Chico, like, I can't imagine what her husband felt like. It was just so many awesome points in this book. But like I said, the end blew my mind, like, mind blown. I have so many questions. You know, I don't even want to give it away.
No, you're gonna ask your questions. I'm gonna let you ask your questions. And speaking of questions, I do have another caller on. So we're going to put the caller on. So I'm gonna hope I could do this correctly.
You can do it, girl.
Okay. Hello. Hello. Caller, can you hear me? Hold on. Caller, can you hear me? Hello.
I'm not right in.
I don't know. I can't. Okay, let's try it again. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay.
Who am I speaking to?
Pammy again.
Oh. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Calling again. You got a question or no or yes?
What's the conversation about? I wasn't able to hear.
Oh, I'm sorry. See, we're talking about the point of it all. And, oh, my goodness, I lost my co-host. She dropped. I can't believe that. So we were just talking about the point of it all. My co-host, who disappeared for a second, was just talking about how the twists and the turns of the book and everything and, you know, how she was feeling about it. So if you have any thoughts or questions, that's fine.
I'm still on book two. I'm not ready to comment yet. I'm still on book two.
Oh, okay. So I'm glad that you said that because I don't want to spoil anything else. So, okay. If you have any questions or statements about, you know, when the book itself, then ask away. Okay. No questions?
No, not on that. I want to finish it first. Like, I want to get to the end before I start asking you about all the questions I have.
Okay. Well, that is not a problem at all. I'm listening to you and I'm paying attention. I'm trying to get my co-host back on because I don't know what happened to her. And she's like my wingman for tonight. So besides the point of it all, have you read anything else? And where are you from, by the way? Let me ask that.
Tennessee.
Oh, I have family down there. Can I ask what part?
Yeah, I'm an hour outside of Memphis in a city called Jackson.
Oh, okay. I have family down there. And she was in Knoxville. I don't know where she is now. Hi, Marie, Honey Boo. I think this is my co-host back on. Hold on 1 second. Hello, Jazz.
Hey.
Hey, I don't know what happened. It done kicked you off, girl. I'm sorry.
It knew that the book was hot like fire.
We're talking to Pam again. Pam's only on part two, so we're not going to talk. We can't fool but so much. So
yeah. Okay.
So I'm gonna try to remember that though. We'll just focus on part one. So,
okay,
Jazz,
cool.
What were you saying?
I was saying the book, it was just, okay, so I think everybody in their relationships or their everyday lives knows somebody like Kiku and Kian. You know, you always know that friend that's going to ride, and he's got this girl that rides, you know. Everybody kind of knows that story or knows something of it, but I have questions. Like, I don't even want to describe. I have questions. So, what made you have that twist in it? You know, what made you give her two real loves? They were two real loves. I would hate to be her. I wouldn't know what to do with myself. Like, to just, like, what made you do that? What made you write it like that?
Well, you know what? It's like, well, first and foremost, I was undecided. You know how when you read something and you get attached to a character, you know, or
yes,
a person,
girl,
even if it's not real. So even when I was writing the book, I so fell in love with Dee, and my original plan was to kill him off. But I said to myself, I can't do my boy like that. I can't. He's slinging that good. He's fine. And, you know, all that other stuff. So
yes.
I'm like, we can't kill him off. D's a real one. He's, you know, he's thorough. You know, he was doing some things, packing her up, flipping it, rubbing it down. And like,
oh,
I said,
my goodness.
I fell in love with D. You know, I fell in love with his character. So. Mm-hmm. Instead of killing him off and keeping him dead, I said, no, I can't end it like that. And I was going to be pissed off at myself because I was in my feelings.
I was,
when I was actually writing the part when he died, I was actually crying.
Listen, I was about to say that.
Oh, my heart was hurt. Oh, I did, and I did it, and I actually cried a couple times in your book, and I'm invested, and I'm just so sorry. Like, I'm so glad we're not talking about part two, because I'm going to meet you at the bus stop tomorrow with that book, and I know it didn't take me, once I started.
Why you got to be bringing up the bus? Everybody don't need to know we ain't got no car right now, okay? I'm just saying.
Oh, let me tell you, see, oh, it's always the gift and the struggle, boo. I'll share mine. It's a gift and the struggle, man.
Excuse me, okay.
Excuse
you heard
okay.
What I had said. But hold
okay,
on.
Okay.
We got a caller. Hold on.
All right.
All right. I'm going to see if I can work this right. Hi, caller. Can you hear me?
Well, hello, sis. How are you?
Hi, Nikki.
Hi,
Jazz is my
wonderful
sister.
I thought y'all was going to call me.
Hello.
This is Nikki Gilvante, and this is my girl, Jazz.
How you doing, Nikki? How you doing, boo boo?
I'm doing great today. I'm just listening to you ladies over here tickled.
Girl, we the whole entire mess, and this is the soft version of phone calls.
I was about to say,
but
this is something real life. We've got photos.
Well, I'm going to be listening, honey. I want to hear all the tea. You know I'm ready, sis.
Oh, yeah, because after we get done with the book, you know we're getting ready to have to talk about some fuckery.
I want to get off. I want to listen to the tea. I just had to call and give you my support. I love you, sis. Do your thing.
I love you. Oh, I got to ask you a question before you hang up. Am I supposed to hang you up or are you supposed to stay on there?
No, you're going to have to push mute to get me off.
Okay.
Push
I got you. All right, girl. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Have a
Thank
good
Thank you again for calling. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay.
Oh,
I think
sorry.
I got it
here. Hi, Nikki.
Yeah, look at you. You
I'm sorry because I'm seeing him, like in the book, it's so many little points. Like, I have to make sure.
Well, let me put this question, and then I'll go on to your next question. So, like I said, you know, I couldn't kill D off. He was a real one.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
You know, like, I got to the point where, you know, he got killed and all of that stuff like that. She found out, girl, and I'm, like, sitting up here boo-hooing.
Mm-hmm.
And I stopped writing the book. I said, no, okay. I didn't want to get rid of what I've written, but I said, we still can't get rid of this. So therefore, that's how, you know, I said, okay, we bought the snake
Khalil
in. Yes, that's how he was born. And
nice.
Then, I did what I did with D. So.
Okay.
Okay. Before you ask me another question, another call. So hold on.
Hey.
Let's see if I can get this right. Hi, caller. Can you hear me? Hello? I do not know what I'm doing with this thing here. This is a mess. Hi, caller. Can you hear me? Hello?
Say it's all a learning experience.
I got them hooked on, but it's not working. I'm sorry. Okay. So what was your next question? Excuse me.
Okay. I'm sorry because I just opened the book again and it's just so many little pieces in here. Like when she had her son. Like I wanted some like that. Like he just seems so. Like I guess how kids are nowadays. Like he was always busy doing something. I love the relationship. Like. I love the relationship between Keon and Orchid. I don't know, like, usually, though, it was, like, what was their relationship like that because Dee and Keon were so close? Like, you know, because, like, Kiku never, is that, am I saying her name right, Kiku? Kiko?
Mm-hmm. Kiko.
Kiko, yes.
Yeah.
Like, she never really got jealous of that. He was, like, there a lot. He played a major part. And they, you know, were pretty close, very tight.
What's his name? Honestly, I forgot. Oh, my goodness. That was Dee's right-hand man. That was his brother from another mother. And, you know, Kiko was Orchid's sister from another mister. So, of course, you know, mm-hmm. of course, you know, everybody just became
thing.
A big, yeah, exactly, because they were such pivotal people in the book. You know, we can't handle foolishness going on between them. I needed them to be tight and, you know, keep it right. And, you know, their parents
no
were official, so I had to have official children. So, you know,
his,
that's why Lil D is,
as,
you know.
As thorough as he is. You know, and it took him a little while to kind of get used to Khalil. But here is another question. And this is, you know, being an author and writing different books, because, of course, your books are not about the same people. Like, to become invested in this story, like, I have questions like to say, well, did Keon know the whole time about Big D? If he did,
no.
why would he let her get into the relationship? Like,
no, he
like,
did
and,
not
and
know.
And I guess, you know, after him being gone so long, you know, that okay, so the predicament that he's in now where he's loyal to both, but one is his brother and he's grown to love another. So how does that work out?
Well,
like, how do you work that out? You know, or is that even a thought process in it? You know, because I'm just the reader, you're the creator. So I don't even know how you keep all your characters straight. I would lose my mind.
You mean as far as you said as far as Keon knowing that D was alive or not?
Okay,
is that what, that's,
no,
what,
like,
that's what you were asking about?
In the beginning, but then the question turned to this: like, what is like Keon gonna do? Khalil is like his man; he's going to love this guy, but D is his loyalty. Like, what? Like, was that a thought when you were writing your book? That's the question. Like, does that come up in the next book? Because I haven't read the next book yet. So does that come out in the next book? Does he have to pick a side?
Well, because Pam is not the one, I'm not going to go too in-depth with that question.
Oh, good.
So, no,
just say it's in part two, and I'm going to need that, like, yesterday.
Yeah, Keon is definitely going to have to make a choice. But
okay.
Now, you'll remember, if you remember in the first book, Keon didn't initially know that D was dead.
Until
he didn't know until
that's where I stopped. Mm-hmm.
Until Orchid had until Orchid got that box with the money in it and
exactly.
it was a note
mm-hmm.
for Keon. So at that particular
yep.
point, that's when he knew that he was dead. Obviously, you must need to reread, because you forget at some point in the book that Keon did go and visit D at his secret location. Okay, honey?
Yeah,
I'm going to need for you.
Ooh,
huh?
Do not throw the shade, boo, because I would have been prepared, boo, had I known a little longer. Seeing as
you know,
though I am a connoisseur of urban writing.
Excuse me, I'm just going. I just got two words for you: read and comprehension. Anywho, did you have another question?
The shade yes. of it all. Let me hold them shades I saw you on, because you just shine real bright.
It was just a little palm tree. That's all. I just, you know, it's okay. I still love you though.
But
you
see,
know,
that's the whole point. Okay, so now that you say that, Miss Thang, another question. Mm-hmm. So he mm-hmm. knew, okay, so at some point he visited him in another location. Why still not say nothing and like, all right, Lil, I'm going to have to, you know, what do you do? Like, what do you mean? So if that's
well,
the case,
he couldn't come back yet. You know, like he had to finish
the job. I know he couldn't
come
back yet, but at some point earlier than with the end of the, you know, that, whatever the note was, I mean, if he saw him in a secret location, was that before the note or after the note? I'm going
wait,
to
what do you mean for
Keon?
Yes, you do. Keon went to where D was after he got the note, because he told him where he was in the note. So, you know, he had to go and see him, but he couldn't tell Orchid because, you know, her life was in danger and he still had a task to complete and, you know, yada yada. So, you know, that's what it was. So,
yeah,
you know, I need
to meet up with you about this next book, but on to this is really cool, Tamira. It's glad to see you relaxing a lot more. You are something like a phenomenon. I'm gonna get you for that comment you made though, so you know it's all right.
It's for entertainment like, purposes only.
Don't give disclaimers now.
I'm just saying. She is so smart and bright and beautiful.
Yeah.
So,
what made you choose this cover? What made you choose the cover? Because I know you were telling me that you were thinking about another cover.
you said a cover?
The cover of the book. What made you choose the cover?
Because
I know you were...
I didn't call. Well, look, see, I'm trying to text and talk to you because people are texting me also. I didn't come up with the cover. Miss Dottie came up, Dottie Design. She did the cover. And basically, you know, she had sent me an initial cover, which was pretty much similar. And then she tweaked it a little bit. And it was like, you know, that was like, as soon as I got it, it was like, that's it. Like, even to this day, I'm in love with that cover. And, you know, cause, you know, she
I
had
really
the whole...
do.
What, the
I
cover?
Love that you don't see a face. Yes, I love that you don't see his face, so he can be anybody that you could put people in this book. You know, was this your? I don't think that this was your first choice for the cover. What was your initial choice for the cover?
Well, it was pretty much the first choice. She just tweaked it just a little bit. I mean, it was like a minor tweaking because when she did it the first time, and I thought really like she wrote. And, you know, then I was like, because I was like super excited because it's my first book anyway. So I'm like, oh, shit, my name is on a cover. So, but, you know, like I said, she rocked it the first time. And even though you can't see their whole faces, I like that because you can, you know, the reader can, you know, whatever. I know within my head, that's why I love the picture because it, you know, it encompassed what I thought that they should look like. Not to mention the fact, you know, Dee had the whole beard popping on.
Beard gang. Nice beard. Shiny. So lovely.
Girl said, cut it out. You're going to get me to start writing some more nasty stuff over here.
But how about now, just about every man is keeping the beard now. How about that? How about that
and
inspired nation?
You know what? The applause thing wasn't working, but I love I love a beard. And it got to be a nice beard. It can't be one of those beards that look like it's
drawn
you
with patches,
like you,
looking like bad grass.
Exactly. You can't be looking like the last shape up around your beard and stuff. Wash it and condition it and all of that good stuff because otherwise... You could have some kind of small creatures or insects living up in your
body. Oh, my goodness.
Be popped up underneath the edges, you know. But hold on.
But now
we got a caller.
And it stinks.
Oh, yeah. Girl, bye. We got a caller. Hello, caller. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hi, baby.
Hi. Congratulations.
Caller, please say your name and where you're from. I forgot to do that with everybody else. I'm so sorry. Like I said, I was super nervous. So go ahead, caller.
My name is Leslie, and I live in
Chicago.
I'm so excited to be on a vlog. I'm so excited to be on my first vlog. If you hear anything in the background, please disregard. It is my noisy children.
You
I locked mine in his room for an hour.
You better pipe it down. Chocolate Thunder needs to pipe it down. And you know what? I'm just going to say, y'all, real quick before I let Leslie say what she wants to say. I just want to say that both of these two on the phone, Jasmine and Leslie, I said their names just in case y'all didn't know who I was talking about.
I just spoke to them.
I said, let me say, I am the host with the most. Can I please? But anywho. Both of these heifers were urban fiction naysayers, okay? Especially Miss Leslie, urban fiction naysayer. Shame on her.
No.
Okay, she gets a big giant finger slap. But she got that cherry pop by your girl.
I can't.
What were you going to say or ask or what?
Yes,
hello.
I just wanted to hello, am I online?
Yes, you are.
Oh. Okay, yes. I just wanted to know, your books, even though urban fiction may not be something that I have read and indulged in the past, I actually like it. And I just want to credit you as being the group author who can hook someone who for the longest has been like, I'm not reading that stuff. is not real. And I just find that I'm able to get lost in the book. I'm able to connect to the book.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just really, really authentic how you take experiences just from a thought and can create books that keep me engaged for hours and hours. And I'm like, oh, my God, wait, I got to read the next one. Or is there going to be a next
mm-hmm.
one? So I just want to give you credit to be able to hook someone who has never really appreciated, should I say, with a now cultivated urban fiction.
Oh.
Hey.
Why, thank you. Yeah, and when I tell you, oh, her and her husband, my brother cousin, hey, they was fighting over the book. Them two, she turned him out. So I appreciate them
so much. A lot of sexual terms, Miss Man. Turned you out, popped the cherry.
See, you know what? Okay.
Les, with
stop
a tribute to the pages. How you get down with the first three pages? It took me about 3 days to get through the first three pages.
Yeah. It was like the repeat of chapter one, and it was like, wait a minute, you got to go read this again. You know, so it was just really, really good to read this and enjoy it. I just need to say that I actually appreciated it. So keep doing what you're doing, girl, and, you know, you have a fan.
Did it help you sex life when you read that book, when you read that first part?
I can't deal. Oh, I can't deal.
I actually lost my virginity when I read it.
I'm going to beat you in the throat.
No, she didn't.
I love y'all, yo. I can't.
Yes.
You know,
so again, I just wanted to call and chime in and just say thank you. I'm not staying on long this time, but I do love being welcome back again. So you girls have fun, and I'm about to go eat me some dinner, okay?
Oh, hi,
Bill. Thanks for calling.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Love you. That girl is a whole entire nut. That's my boo, though.
She heard me. I know you heard me, Les, when I said put me a plate away. I know you heard me. I let you just keep talking now. I know you hear me.
Uh-huh.
Skinny big girl problems. Let's get it.
Uh-huh. What's that? Oh, okay. All right. So did you have another question? Or we can talk about a topic?
Oh, yeah, let's definitely get into the topic. But, of course, guys, I just want to say, first of all, I want to get this misconception because I don't even know where you got this from, but I was never an urban fiction naysayer. I believe I started out the conversation, Miss Read and Comprehend, that I always loved urban novels. Ha-ha. So,
Okay.
I had to get you back on that one.
My fact team was just a little bit too much for you. Is that what it was?
Yeah, see, now erotica is something I don't read. It's still makes me blush. It's crazy. It's stuff I can look at, but if I read it, my mind is a little bit more active than my eyes. I can watch it and it'll be what it is, but if I read it, and that's, let me just say this before you hit another topic, and I know your time is getting low, and I know you got a lot of topics you want to hit, but I really have to say, like that, the book itself altogether, I was really kind of taken aback by it, but it drew me in. It drew me in to the whole thing. It was like watching a movie, and I just want to put it out there. It should be a movie. It was that engaging, and I understand what Les was saying when she says the book pulled you in. That's how you know it's a good book. If you can read a book and you cry, that's something. My imagination has always been active, and I love the fact that you're book gives me a form. It's just like watching a movie. That's how descriptive it is to me, at least. You know, and I hope to all your readers that it's that descriptive.
Well,
but man,
I'm glad. I'm so glad you liked it. And as far as it being put into a movie, upcoming project, I appreciate that. Excuse me. Let me clear my throat. Okay. So I was going to ask. And I can't remember what it was. It was crazy,
that blonde
crazy,
moment.
Crazy.
I get it.
I ain't asked you to do that. Now who's raising the palm tree now? Okay, I understand that I have blind tendencies and all of that stuff, but I'm just saying, okay, it's okay.
Oh,
I'll be all right.
I'm sure of that.
So,
here's a question for you.
Was any
of your book inspired by true life?
So, see, what had happened was.
I plead the fifth. I plead the fifth. Because some of that was pretty descriptive, Tamara. It was pretty, like, we have active imaginations, and believe you me, wordsmiths, we can go back and forth with words. I love the fact that you're in love up with words, but some of that in there, you can give that type, you know, so is some of it based on your actual factual life, or maybe a life of a friend you might know?
So I'm gonna say this, and then I remember what I was going to ask you, but anyway, one of my books, actually, I mean, all well, the point of it all, it's a tiny bit of fact mixed with fiction. There's only one of my books that I can say is largely based on actual events. Well,
I don't want you to tell me. I want to read it, and then I want to find out.
I'm not going to say which one it is. It's just,
oh,
you know.
Oh, we ain't going to be on that best man stuff, are we?
No. Well, trust and believe you, me. If I was to ever write about Annie Bate, y'all going to have to figure it's not going to be easily known. But I'm just gonna put it in there because I ain't gonna be. I can't be doing it like that. You trying to get me? Don't be doing stuff like that. But oh, and you know what? Oh, I was gonna say was it was crazy. Like you were saying how you don't read erotica, but you can watch it. I'm the opposite. Not watch porn, but then everybody tells me my book is porn, and so I'm like,
and it is. Eh. And I can I can watch some, you know. I try not to make a habit of it, but I can watch some, and it's just like watching TV to me. So
I can't. It don't do nothing for me. If anything, it annoys me.
It's not supposed to do anything for you. It's supposed to show you a couple things.
I do not want to. Actually, you know what? I am not to lie. I did learn how to give a little bit of head from one time. But that's it.
I just learned to do that. You get on my nerves.
Yeah, I just
I didn't learn how to cuff them. I just learned that one thing. Out of here, A. Marie.
I just need some pointers on that because I went to YouTube, right? I don't know what this black lady's name is.
Oh,
but
my god!
She's giving a YouTube tutorial on how to give
no,
head, right?
Wasn't.
So,
oh
yes,
my
she
god.
Does. But I mean, she scared me. If I was a man and I was getting ready to have sex with her and she talked to me the way that she said you're supposed to talk to the dude. When I tell you, I would have ran. I wouldn't even put my clothes on. I just would have snatched it up and backed out the door slowly with my hand on my phone because I am not, I'm scared, you know, because so I'm watching the video. Let me tell you what she said. And then it was like after a couple of minutes, I'm like, you know, I was like, okay, I can't do this. So she's like, okay, when you give a head, she's like, first thing you do, she's like, you set the mood, all that other stuff like that or whatever.
That's what she refers to it as, head?
Yeah, so then she's like, you know, the guy's on the bed. So she's like, the guy's supposed to be on the bed or whatever. So she's like, you're supposed to say to him in a forceful fashion, lay on your stomach and put your dick between your legs. What? Yeah, she's like, say it in a forceful fashion.
To my rug.
She said, I can't. That's what she said.
She said,
lay on your stomach, put your dick between your legs.
Don't you repeat it. Don't you repeat it. I hope
and
I was staying out there listening. Oh, Lord, she done hung up the phone if she was.
I jumped at the screen a little bit. Like, I jumped back like, damn. Like, and then she's talking about, like, first and foremost, I'm sorry. I am a little bit of a prude, although I write a certain way. First and foremost, all of that giving head from the back or whatever, my face is too close to your ass. I'm not the one.
I can't
do it. I'm sorry. It's, you know, if I can't look your one-eyed monster in the eye, then, you know, and I'm in front of it, all of it. Like, all of that from the back is just, I can't. That's just, you know, I wear a weave. I'm doing all of that.
That you're like,
I might get some hair and get cracked.
I love the fact that you said in the same breath that I'm a prude, but turn around and say, put your dick between your legs.
Like, this chick was scary, too. She had, like, she had grills. She had grills. And, you know, like, she had, like, she had the snarl going on, so, like, only one side of her lip was up, and you could see the gold grills, and she set it forth and lay on your stomach.
My God, if you say it one more time. Yes. I'm going to... Okay, well, here's one. Let's just throw back some old stuff. Does anyone know what a queef is? Remember that?
See, you know
that. I think we need to talk. We don't have enough time to talk about queef, but I just want anybody who knows what it is to please call in.
But we got the 10 o'clock show, remember? We have another hour at 10 o'clock. So we will visit the queef at that time.
Oh, after hours. Okay, this is supposed to be PG. We got to keep the queef and then put the between your legs for after hours.
Nah, honey child, this is internet radio, True Glory Publications Blog Talk Radio. We can say what we want.
I really look forward to reading more of your literature, though, T. Like, all jokes aside, I really look forward to reading more of them. I think that you were, you know, you definitely have a gift, and
you
inspire me, you know.
Thank you, but if you say the word, I might have to fit to hook you up with an audio book.
The word.
You can listen, but you can't do it while you're at work because you know them people crazy.
Wait.
You know.
I can download that. Can you download that? Can I listen on my phone?
Audible, honey.
So and can you let them who don't have a lot of time, they got 10-year-olds that are rockets.
You can.
And Lego Masters and Ninja Turtles / Pokemon Catchers. Can you give us that? I'm sorry. I'm being quiet.
Oh, yeah. So, yes, my books are available on Amazon, in Kindle. Most are in paperback, and you can also get a few of them in Audible. That way you can walk around and listen and peruse and put your fingers in the grass and all of that other stuff and have a listen instead of holding the book or your phone in your hand. Just let it be.
Sometimes you like a book, but I like to listen to that Audible. That's for sure. Who's doing the voice? Is that you?
The young lady that does the narrating on the audiobooks is Missy Scott. Shout out to her.
Nice. Yay for Missy.
The first time that I heard my audiobook, which was the point of it all, that was, you know, when I had got the audiobook. Girl, which she did the damn thing. Because even when she got to the part where it was like D talking or whatever, she did the little man voice. She was like, "How you doing, Ma?" I was like, "Oh, shoot." But she did a great job. Yes, and she narrates all the books and everything. So that's a wonderful, awesome thing. But anyway, like I was saying about the whole, you know, the whole porn thing and stuff like that. Oh, I was saying how I wear a weave, so, you know, I can't have my weave getting inside the crevices because then you get, you know, I can't have my hair.
Don't nobody got time for that either.
But I don't particularly forgive a hand. I'm just putting it out there. So, you know, get no ideas. I don't particularly care for.
They still make holes like you?
Say what now?
They still make holes like you?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I
don't particularly care for giving head.
Do you like to receive top?
Absolutely. Anything else would be uncivilized.
You one of them hoes. That's what you are. You one of them.
You know, Listen.
Shout out to my male listeners if you're listening. I get the struggle.
Listen, I didn't say that I won't do it. However,
no, I didn't say you did. There's a difference.
I don't.
You like
I don't
do
care.
And you're doing it out of a need and necessity.
Well, I don't. I don't care to do it. And if I can get away with receiving and not giving, damn it, I'm going to do that. I'm not going to do it.
You selfish woman. Like I said, I didn't know they still made your model, but I respect it.
I got small lips. I got small lips. I ain't got time for
it. Hey, you know what? And on that note, you ain't never lying. Little mouth mama, I ain't even mad at you.
That's all right.
So crazy.
They little, but I got lips, though. They not like real. They not like thin. I do got some plumpness going on. I'm
going to need you to pick a side. Now, I was trying to be on your side.
My lips are biracial.
Wow. You have biracial lips. That's like saying that somebody boobs have low self-esteem. You are crazy. And it has been awesome doing this. And I want to thank you for even asking me this, man. I probably would have never. So this is off bucket list. Pretty
well,
cool, man.
Well,
you're
going to connect to the spot, though, right?
I am going, I hear you put me on the spot. I'm going to do you like I do my kids now if I'm woke. I'm
going to think about it. You're going to be a woke heifer. You know what? This is not, this week is not doing this granny shit. I know you're a grandma now and all.
Hello.
But come on.
And on that, how you going
to. Not mention the fact, still owe me for this damn cracked in half toenail on my foot. Let me tell y'all, okay, about this heifer right here.
And that's why I don't drink like that anymore.
Well, guess what? And you shouldn't, because you know I already got to carry a lot of ass. Y'all, and for people that don't know, if they seen my pictures, I am a BBW. Hey, but
ooh.
Jazz here is a skinny mini, right?
You know what? So, okay, didn't we say that I don't do the term skinny? And I'm not skinny anymore. I am slim and slender.
I'm sorry, you.
And I'm
you
a little thick in a back.
You slim thick
bit,
now?
Little booties have rights too. Little booties matter.
Small booties matter, yes.
Little booties matter.
Little booties matter.
Tomorrow
okay.
is Little Booty Tuesday. Give a shout out to you. It is. Post it on my Instagram.
First of all, today's Monday.
Little Booty Tuesdays. Give a shout out to a girl with a little booty.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Anyway. Little booties
now,
need love
to
too.
You don't need to
I'm
tell
just,
that
I'm
story.
Just,
that was the whole point.
I'm just saying, yes, everybody needs love, whether your booty is little or whether your booty is big. I'm just saying
Amen.
That
mm-hmm.
you little booty have to just. In jeopardy.
Listen, anybody who's in jeopardy
me,
nowadays,
you hear what
anybody's in jeopardy nowadays, if you little, they want to see pictures. How long you been little? That's how much is going on. How long you been little? Let me see them pictures.
Did you hear my public service announcement?
No,
my
what
public
is your
service
coming?
Announcement was, your man crush Monday likes fat girls. Brought to you by So Glue.
That's the PSA of the day. I hate your life, yo. Did you just say that? That's the PSA for the day, right on. Right
yeah.
On.
Oh, but anyway, don't be trying to distract me from my story of how I ended up with this cracked ass toenail, right? So this said, I am a BBW, and Miss Jazz is slim thuh. We ain't gonna give her
Thank
the whole
you.
Thick. Well, she's slim thuh.
And I'll take that slim thuh.
Yeah, she's slim fuck. Okay. So, anywho, we had a ladies'
okay.
night, rented a house, we chilling. And
mm-hmm.
being as though she is actually one of those people who are lightweight. Okay, I guess you hungry, huh? Because I hear the microwave beeping and whirring.
And you know it, boo. Like I said, skinny girl with big girl problems. Let's get it.
Yeah, so, anywho. we drinking and carrying on and stuff, and this pepper gets me to chasing her around the house.
Now, how do I get you to chase me?
You said something to me, and I took off running after you, not to mention the fact we had been drinking. And
yes,
so her behind, she goes and dives onto the couch in the living room, and I put on the brakes, but my foot slid across the hardwood floors, and my foot went into an end table. So at this particular time, I'm like, okay, something don't feel right with my toe. I go to get in the shower the next night, and the toe is split in half, okay? Messing with this
now,
little heifer, chasing her around
now,
and everything. And then... It
now,
did
here's
on top
the true
of that.
Story.
No,
hit it on the bed.
No, it was the table or the couch. It was one. All I know, it was a piece of furniture. I hit my foot on a piece of furniture. I don't know what it was. We'll agree to disagree. But after I injured my foot, this has to get so drunk. We got to carry her outside to the car. And I'm injured at her hand. But I still got to help carry her to the car. But then again, I guess it's only right because we did kind of sort of give you the drinks. And, you know,
after
I said that
I was just going to drink my what?
Wine. Right on.
Say that. Did you say
that? That you won't do that again.
Well, yes, I am. Because we got we got some stuff coming up. But
yes,
okay,
we
so
do.
Yes, we do. I can't wait. So on the 10 o'clock show, we will talk about upcoming projects. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. We'll pick another book, and it's going to be news to Jasmine since she's still reading the first one. She needs.
Oh, the shade again. Oh. I read it.
Yes, she read it. Yes, she read it. She just
and I called you when I was done and said I needed that ASAP.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. And that's partly my fault. So I'll give you a pass. So anyway, I'd like to thank you, Jasmine, for coming on. And
yes,
I'd like to thank everybody for listening and
yay,
for calling
guys,
in
thank you.
And for being readers. Oh, yeah, the applause button. That lady is loud in my ear. But thank you so much, and we will be back again at 10 o'clock for another hour of just fun books and everything. So thank you again for tuning in to True Glory Publications Blog Radio, Books, Brains, and Bullshit. With Tamira and Jazz. Thank you. So hopefully my music works. Okay, so let's see. Thank you all for joining in.
Yep, it works.
Funkadelic and I gotcha. Hard enough that I could chew a whole back of rye. Chew an avenue, chew an off street and off block.